How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and you listening all over North America. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe, okay? We have one caller. He's like, listen, man, I've had too much Robitussin. I'm driving my car. I'm like, whoa, that's a drug. Can't be behind that wheel having too much Tussin. That's dangerous. I don't even have a... Do I have Robitussin at home? I don't even have Robitussin in my house. I might as well have some Jack. I think that's better for you anyway. Don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor. By the way, I was amongst many doctors today at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Plenty of doctors. And I actually met one of the best cheerleaders in the state of Alabama. And I look forward to sharing that information with you. We'll see. Probably talk about it. Probably tomorrow. So that should be fun. Shout out to everybody at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Anyway, tonight, Thursday night football. The Tennessee Titans do what they do every year. They win. Tonight, they beat the Packers 27-17. Tennessee now has a record of 7-3. They were in control of this game throughout. This was a game of catch-up for the Green Bay Packers, and they could not catch up. The Packers, they've now lost 6 out of their last 7 games. They started the season 3-1. The Tennessee Titans, they have now won 7 out of their last 8 games. This was a dominant performance. Ryan Tannehill, only one interception. He completed 22 of 27 passes for 333 yards, 2 TDs. He even opened up the game on the first drive of the game with a touchdown. Listen to this by Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill on the left hash, leaning in, barking out the signals. Now backpedals to the 20, stomps his right foot, gets the shotgun snap. Tannehill looking, throws left side, open at the 5, and into the end zone is Dontrell Hilliard for a 14-yard Titans touchdown. Tennessee takes the 6-0 lead, Hilliard's 4th touchdown grab of the year.
Let me tell you something, Tennessee did not trail at any point in this game. They didn't. Then they moved into the second quarter, and they outgained Green Bay on just in yardage, not even on the ground, 91 to 17 yards in the second. They ran 27 plays to the Packers' 6. Aaron Rodgers, he threw the ball 39 times tonight, completed 24 passes, had 2 touchdowns, both of them to Christian Watson. This man has 5 touchdowns in a 4-day span. Good for him. It's still not enough help. Green Bay only had 56 yards on the ground. They were playing behind the whole damn game. And so head coach Matt LaFleur, he spoke to the media afterwards, and he said, yeah, man, we couldn't string anything together. Nothing.
There was no consistency in terms of being complementary offensively and defensively. Obviously, when we needed stops, couldn't get them. And then when we needed to score, we were getting stops, we couldn't score and didn't take advantage of an interception, didn't take advantage of, the return to midfield. So you can't do that against good football teams and expect to win.
Okay. So I got a question for you. Not you, Matt LaFleur, but to Aaron Rodgers. What are y'all going to do better? Tell me. Let me know.
We got to get, substitutions in out the huddle a little better. And, if we do up-tempo, that can just stay in the same personnel. And we've had success over there doing that in this season in some of the call situations.
Okay. What about the quarterback? Oh, we know what you did. Play catch-up. Play from behind. Ryan Tannehill played better than you tonight. What do you think about Ryan Tannehill, Aaron Rodgers? Is he good? Does he suck? Is he going to turn over the ball? What do you think about him?
Ryan played really well for them. They stopped the run, gloved us in the back end. We knew this crew doesn't throw a lot of flags. Combine that with, me missing some throws and us not capitalizing on a couple opportunities like Keyshawn's return there. Getting points there obviously hurt us, but we just never could kind of get over that hump and get the ball back with a chance to take the lead.
Okay. He sounds so sad. I don't really care. I wish he'd go away. He's making $50 million. People want to give the ball to Jordan Love. Are you serious? For what? Do you know how much of a distraction? Do you know how miserable the rest of the season would be for the Green Bay Packers if they said, Aaron Rodgers, have a seat. We want to see what Jordan can do. I feel like we saw enough of him last year. I remember vividly. I was in Houston, Texas. This is a Sunday afternoon, and I think this was the COVID something or another, suspension or something, when Aaron Rodgers was a jackass. Or maybe he was actually sick. I don't know. And Jordan Love started the game. And I know what I saw then, absolutely nothing. What, are we going to just throw him out there as a Petri dish project? What can he do? While Aaron Rodgers sits on the sideline with a crap face, what are we doing? If the Packers continue to stink the joint up, then see what he can do. But let's be real. If Aaron Rodgers cannot win with this group of talent, what is Jordan Love supposed to show you? How is he supposed to show you who and what he is if he has to play with the same group and he's not as accomplished of a passer as Rodgers is? I think they see or know enough in practice. What, are you just going to throw him to the wolves in public so we can have a disaster show? It's enough that everybody has to ask Aaron Rodgers questions. Come on now. Aaron Rodgers is sad. They asked him what's next after this, and he's like, home. They're like, no, that's not what we're talking about, Aaron. Ryan Tannehill's going home too, but he has to get on a plane. He spoke after the game. He spoke to Amazon Prime. And I guess there are a lot of Titans fans in Green Bay. Well, 50 of them. But they were loud enough after the stadium was empty where you could hear him. Listen to this.
It was great. We came out, we played the way we wanted to play. We talked about it all week. We wanted to be the more physical team, and I thought we came out and did that. We had ball control the whole game, established a run, took advantage of some opportunities in the passing game, and the defense came up huge all night.
So first of all, two questions. How are you feeling? The ankle, you looked a whole lot better. And second of all, what was it about the passing game That is one of the best games I've ever seen you play. You played outstanding today.
Thank you.
Did you guys see something in that defensive second that you knew you could take advantage of?
Just kind of the way the game was going. When it felt like we had a good plan coming in, some of the stuff we thought was going to be good, they played pretty well, and I had to make some adjustments. But our guys made plays. You know, we took advantage of some short stuff early in the game, and then we had opportunities down the field. We hit them.
Good news and bad news. Your fans are so loud, we can barely hear you. That's a good thing.
Yeah, enjoy it now. Enjoy it now. There's not going to be nothing to shout about, cheering about at the end of the year. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What's up?
Nothing. Just wanted to talk about the AFC East a little bit because it seems like it's kind of wide open.
Okay. Well, what point do you want to make or what do you want to ask me?
Question is, do you think that three of the teams are going to make it in? The Bills, the Jets, and Dolphins?
I do. I think when you look at the wild card positioning of the rest of the AFC right now, we know that you have four spots. You got seven teams that will make it in. That means four divisional winners, the three wild cards. And so the Chiefs will get in. I'm not sure if anybody else will get in the AFC West. The Chargers look like crap. The Broncos are garbage. The Raiders don't know what the playoffs are. And then I think it's a similar situation with the AFC North. You only have the Ravens. The AFC South sucks. Like, everything is pretty much primed right now for the Dolphins or the Jets to probably snatch a wild card. I still believe in the Bills. Sure, why not?
Bills got a tough schedule, though. They still had to play the Dolphins. They still had to play the Jets.
What are we talking about? The Jets? What are the Jets now all of a sudden?
I mean, they're right in the mix. They got the same schedule as the Bills.
Do you think the New York Jets are as good of a team as the Bills?
Well, I mean, with the way that the Bills are playing right now.
No. It's a simple question. Do you believe the New York Jets have as good of a team as the Bills? Yes or no?
No, but they have an easier schedule down the stretch.
Well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Virginia. I mean, damn. I'm just trying to be as simple as possible here. It's like, hey, is it going to snow tomorrow? Is it going to snow tomorrow? Well, I heard it's going to rain on Sunday. I'm not asking you about Sunday. I'm asking you about tomorrow. The New York Jets got a quarterback, and they don't even trust him to throw the ball. The running game is bruised. Defense is okay. Defense is good. It's like right at 10. But don't the Buffalo Bills, are the Jets as good as the Bills? No. Okay, all right. What took us 20 minutes to figure that out? I'd be shocked if the New York Jets finished the year with a better record than the Bills. It's like they can't go on a two-game losing streak. The Buffalo Bills can't be hurt. They can't be injured. I don't know. Look. I like the Jets. Make my day if Zach Wilson all of a sudden turns into a reliable quarterback. But sheesh. I can't believe the Jets. Man, the Jets can't believe that they're 6-3 right now. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Maryland.
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I just got home from work, man. I'm either calling you from work or after I leave work every time.
Okay. Well, thank you. What's up?
I think the Commanders need some love, man. They went into Philadelphia and spanked the Eagles. Yeah. You know, I mean, they just really, really took it to them. And I think they need a little bit of love. I hate that, you know, we don't hear anything about that game or, you know, anything. You know, I don't understand that.
We spent about 2 and 3 hours talking about it on Monday night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I you know what? That was my day off, so I missed that. I'm sorry.
All right, we got the Odyssey app. You can still hear it. If you want to go back 3 days, you can listen.
Okay. Well,
but if I'm being honest here, come on, what are you expecting from Washington the rest of the season?
Nothing. What's happen? I mean, I'm not expecting them to really, you know, go real far. You know, I'm a realist. You know, I'm almost 61 years old, man.
Wait, you want me and or us, whoever us is, to show Washington love, but then you're telling me you expect them to go nowhere?
Well, I'm not saying they're not going to go anywhere. I'm just saying
wherever they go, they're going to get their ass whooped.
A whole lot out of them. You know, it's like, yeah. I think they're going to win, you know, a number of games, you know, the rest of the season, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I don't see him, you know.
Well,
I love Taylor Heineke, man, but I don't know, man. I don't think this is our year.
Well, yeah, they don't think it's their year. You just gave me all the reasons in the world as to why no one would want to spend too much time on the Commanders.
Well, I mean, they deserve a little bit of love, you know.
Yeah, they got it from me, and you know, as they move along the season and do something worthwhile, then we'll definitely talk about it. But I, just like you, believe they're on the road to nowhere. If they go to the playoffs, we know what's going to happen. They're going to get wiped out.
That's right.
In a fun way.
And as much as I hate to admit it, you're right. You know, you know, but I mean, it is what it is. But.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, this is the first time I've been this excited about, you know,
Washington.
The Redskins/Commanders in a long time. So,
you'll be even more excited when what's his face? I'm not even going to say his name. Sells the team, okay?
Oh yeah, I hope that happens.
No doubt, Tim. Thank you, my man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. I love you, brother.
I love you too. Have a good night. Yeah, I'll say his name, Daniel Snyder. Yeah, when he sells the team, I'm going to go to D.C. and party. I will. I'm not joking either. There's a place like right up the block from the White House. Never mind. Tim is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Love the show.
Thanks.
We're getting back to the Packers here. Some people clamoring for Jordan Love, see what the Packers have. Well, I just got done listening to the local post-game show, and it's always very entertaining. Because I'm a Packer fan, but some people are crazy. They're just freaking out one way or another. You know, the wide receivers are to blame. The organization never drafts anyone. We don't have any big good. But there were several key drops. Some people say Aaron Rodgers is burned out. He's over. He's done. He's not concentrating. He's fading fast. Some guys fall off quick. But he put some money throws on some dudes tonight, and he put a few on dudes that also were dropped. So
yeah. It's
just every game is a mix. You can't just freak out and overreact on all this stuff. Not you personally, but these guys I listen to in my local market. Man, there's so much parity that, I mean, you can analyze every darn game, and they all come down to a few plays here and there. Key catches, key drops. So, I don't know what my point is, JR, but you got a great show. Good night.
Well, thanks. That's an excellent point to make at the end. I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers made the playoffs. I'm being honest. I wouldn't be shocked. Do I think it will happen? No. And my apologies to all the Packer fans out there. Just because of Aaron Rodgers? I hope they don't. If I'm being, and I got to be honest here. Aaron Rodgers, just before the past, I'd say 2 or 3 years, before he really, really, really started acting like a jerk, he's one of my favorite players to watch. Like, I wouldn't consider myself like a fan of anybody. I don't care. You're around the sport long enough and you talk to and meet some of these guys, it changes. But I enjoy watching him. Like, amazing how he plays. And then he started to just run his trap and his yap about everything. Me, I get paid. That's my job to talk. I'm not throwing a football. I talk. And God bless him. He's entitled to talk just like anybody else. But he's a super pain in the ass. If you think I'm a pain in the ass, good. That means I'm doing my job. But the fact is, I'm enjoying watching this guy lose. He's been such a jerk. It's like, hey, yeah, go out and lose. I think the fans in Green Bay are sick of him. Just miserable. He's like a new version of Jay Cutler, the Green Bay edition. Where's the cigarette that gets photoshopped into the mouth of Aaron Rodgers? Because that's all he's missing. Or do we want to Photoshop him with a drink of that ayahuasca? Yeah, good for him. I feel bad for the Packers fans, but good for him. Hope he keeps losing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of losing, what happened here? What? The Brooklyn Nets, they had Royce O'Neal, a little bit of a tip-in. The Brooklyn Nets won a basketball game in Portland, 109-107. Good for them. Brooklyn Nets are another team with a bunch of stars that are a bunch of losers. Anyway, I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. No losers on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, we know the Tennessee Titans beat the Packers tonight. I'm also looking at this Brooklyn Nets game as they beat the Trailblazers 109-107. Royce O'Neal with a tip-in at the end of the game. Actually had a triple-double, 11 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. Kevin Durant is absolutely amazing. 35 points makes it seem so effortless. Yuta Watanabe had 20 points, 5 of 7 from downtown. It's like Kevin Durant called out all the bums on his team, and they all stepped up. Even Ben Simmons. Oh, my God. Wow. Ben Simmons needs to stay in Oregon. 15 points by Ben Simmons. He was a perfect 6 of 6 from the field. He had 13 rebounds. Ben Simmons had 7 assists, and he fouled out. Wow, what an awesome game. Wow. For Ben Simmons, this is terrific. 6 of 6. Wow. He knocked down 3 or 4 free throws. And then Kyrie Irving is coming back on Sunday, and the Brooklyn Nets are still a disaster. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. We're about to have 4 to 6 feet of snow. Go ahead. Yes, feet, not inches, feet. Go ahead, David.
Hey, JR, appreciate taking my call tonight, man. You know, watching that game tonight, it was a couple things. Number one, I just think the Packers, to me, they gave Rodgers all this money, and there's no talent on the rest of the roster. That's real simple with the Packers. I think Tennessee, to me, is like a dangerous team. I don't think they can win at all. I think Tannehill tonight probably played the best game I've seen him play with the Titans. But to me, they're all about Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry goes off, they're really going to be tough to beat. I think Vrabel's a great coach. I think he probably is one of the – if he had a really loaded roster, I think he probably wins a Super Bowl. But I just don't think, you know, Tennessee's got enough on the outside to win consistently.
We saw this a few years ago. Derrick Henry was running for like 200 yards, and then he didn't, and then they lost. So we know that. But this is more important. What the hell is going on with the snow up there in Buffalo?
Oh, it's going to be crazy, man. I mean, there's a lot of snow. you know, this is kind of like we had a storm like this about 8 years ago or so, where we got a lot of snow and, you know, it shut everything down for almost a week. And they did the right thing by moving the game to Detroit because, you know, the roads and everything, the infrastructure is going to be a mess. So there's,
four,
you know,
4 feet, 4 to 6 feet of snow, 4 to 6 feet.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, the big thing is the lakes are not frozen. So the lake water, the lake, Lake Erie and all the Great Lakes are still really warm. So, man, I mean, the lake effect snow can pile up when you get that cold, the Canadian air mass with the warm lake. So it's a dangerous combination.
So what do you do when it snows for this? You just stay in the house for a whole week?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I remember that a few years ago when that happened. I mean, literally, we couldn't get out of our house for probably, you know, 5 days or so. It was crazy, man. And I literally remember, like, just sitting there. I remember calling back in the day when Doug Gottlieb was on your network. I remember calling his show, like, after Rome and telling him, I'm just sitting here chilling, watching you guys and watching golf and whatever else is on the TV just to stay busy. Because, dude, it felt so claustrophobic. You couldn't get out.
Wow. 4 to 6 feet of snow. I mean, I've been to Alaska, but I don't think I've ever been in 4 to 6 feet. Hey, good luck to you and everybody in Western New York, David. You take it easy, okay? You call me.
I appreciate it, JR. You have a good night, buddy.
You as well. David just talked about Derrick Henry. We know Derrick Henry is the Titans. They should call the team the Derrick Henrys and just call it a day. He spoke after the game. And, of course, he's like, yeah, it was a good win.
It felt good on a short week. Came in all week, focused, determined. Paying attention to the little details, the small things in all three phases. Focused on getting better. Came in a great environment, hostile environment, and was able to get the win and play the complete game as a team.
Yeah, not only did he run for a touchdown. Derrick Henry, you might recall, he threw a touchdown to Hooper, Austin Hooper. And I'm like, what? 3-yard touchdown to this man? Yeah, Derrick Henry thinks he's the next great quarterback. Listen to this.
I felt great, man. I got two of them now, so that's three? I thought I was two. Damn. You know, I call myself a young Peyton Manning, so it felt good. And I was happy Hoop caught it and we were able to get a score.
Okay, young Peyton Manning. Wouldn't that be his nephew? What's his nephew name? What's his name? Going to Texas. What's his name?
Arch Manning.
Yeah, Arch. Yeah. I heard. Yeah, well, I didn't hear. I didn't hear. Every game that he goes to, they lose. No, it's true. Every game. I hope that changes when he actually puts the uniform on.
You know what's ironic? Is Peyton Manning might be the most unathletic all-time great player in the NFL history. Can you think of a worse athlete?
In the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about the all-time greats. I mean, Dan Marino was a better athlete than Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, you think about the all-time greats. Just at the quarterback position?
Yeah. Like, obviously, we know Elway was an incredible athlete, like multi-sport guy.
Hockey, baseball, yeah, right, everything.
Right.
Peyton Manning.
Staubach was a phenomenal athlete.
His brother.
Yeah, that's a
good one. He's not great.
He's not an all-time great, though, exactly.
He's great in the playoffs. Eli's great at whooping a Patriots' ass.
and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Is Brett Favre? Yeah, Brett Favre was athletic enough to run.
Whooping those guys' ass in the playoffs, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone always says, well, he beat Brady. He also beat Rodgers and Favre. Everyone forgets that point, too.
Eli, when the playoffs came around, Eli Manning put on a cape. He took off his cape. Well, let me relax before I get in trouble. Ezra's calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? What's going on, Shep? Hey, quick question, man.
Yeah.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will retire a Packer?
I'm serious.
Because, like,
you go ahead.
Watching Eli go out when he needed to, watching Philip go out when he didn't need to, like, he shouldn't have went. Before, he should have just retired as a San Diego Charger. But, like, I'm thinking right now, if you're Aaron Rodgers or his peoples, you got a question, like, am I going to retire a Packer? Because they've never given me a first-round pick at the wideout. They let Davante Adams go. I mean, we're talking about Donald Driver was his man. So it's like if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're looking at San Fran, Kyle Shanahan. Like maybe I want to go over there. I don't know. What you think, JR?
I'm going to answer that question on the other side. You got it, Ezra?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling from Atlanta. Is Aaron Rodgers going to finish his career in Green Bay, or is he going elsewhere? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. I'm going to answer his question. We're going to get ready to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm hanging out with you. Yeah, everybody listening all across North America. Only got a few more minutes here before I... Hey, Shep, what happens in a few minutes? You're going to hit that music and then I got to leave, right?
We can definitely keep talking and having fans on, but Ryan Hickey will come up on CBS Sports Radio. He'll be the official host at that point.
Oh, okay. No, I got to let Ryan do his thing. I can't. I like Ryan. I got to move the hell up on out the way for Ryan.
He had a busy day.
Who, him or me?
Both of you.
I guess. Anyway, 855-212-4. Oh, it's this guy. Oh, okay.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Yeah, Perry from Mobile, Alabama. What's up, Perry? You're on probation.
I'm on probation.
Oh, no.
I got a question for you. I know you're talking about football and all, but I need your opinion on something. Buck Showalter, do you think he should have been manager of the year?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't care.
But wait a minute. June 1st, Mets have a 10.5 game lead. Brian Snitker calls a meeting with the Braves. He doesn't point fingers, doesn't yell. He says, look, we just got to play better, play smarter. That was his message. I don't know what else was said. 14 game winning streak started June 1st. Mets blew a 10.5 game lead, finished second in the division. How was he manager of the year?
I'm familiar. He's manager of the year because the New York Mets were hot trash and garbage and at least gained some stability when he took over. That's the answer.
That's the answer. So you don't have to. He's just garbage.
No, that came out of your mouth. You asked me.
How do you blow a 10.5 game lead?
Hey, stop and listen to me. Because we can go in a bunch of circles here. So I want you to do something very simple. I told you you're on probation because you're the same guy who called 2 weeks ago and you wanted to tell me how terrible Bryce Harper is. So don't say anything. Listen to me. You asked me a question, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter whether or not you agree with it. You asked me specifically about Buck Showalter. You didn't ask me about you. I know what you said. Don't talk. Listen. You didn't ask me about Brian Snitker. I gave you the answer as to why the man won manager of the year. You don't have to agree with it, but do you, at minimum, is there a part of your brain that understands the logic?
I understand baseball doesn't understand.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you a very simple question. It's yes or no. Is there a small part of your brain that understands the logic? You don't have to agree with it, but do you understand it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Steven is calling from North Dakota. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steven?
Hey, JR, bada bing. I tell you what, lifelong Viking fan, and I'm just telling you right now from the NFC North, I don't want anything to change over in Green Bay. I want it to stay the same, brother. You got Aaron Rodgers making a lot of this money. And I got a question for you. I looked at the salary cap. The highest paid wide receiver in Green Bay is Alan Lazard. Number two is Tonyan, tight end, or whoever.
Robert, yes.
I got one question for you, sir. Christian Watson, NDSU. I went to NDSU, graduated there. He's a great guy. Question, Watson on any other NFL team, is he a 1, 2, or 3 wide receiver on any normal NFL?
We know the answer to that. Not this season. He ain't no 1, 2, or 3. You just rub it in as to how bad they are right now. I know.
Yeah. So all I want to tell you, this is more of a comment, is this is top down. You've got David Bakhtiari, the number two salary cap individual on the Green Bay Packers. It's a beautiful thing. Before I go, brother, I love your show. I tell you, I love your take. I love how you roll. We need more of you, brother. And all I want to say is I don't want anything to change over there in Green Bay because it's delicious. Have a good night, bro. Out.
Well, thank you, Steven, for calling from North Dakota. He better be careful, man. You can enjoy those Minnesota Vikings now. Are you really that high on them in the postseason? Minnesota Vikings been winning these games by the skin of their teeth. It's not to say that they won't have success. But sure, right now, in November, whatever it is, 18th, 17th, wherever you, depending on where you live, enjoy it right now. The Packers suck. I was hoping Aaron Rodgers would be more miserable in the press conference, but he wasn't. James is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, James. What's up?
Okay, I'm in Atlanta, but I'm a long-time Miami fan. I've been up here 2 years. I got two best friends, Will and Dre. One is a Cowboy fan, one is a Falcons fan. And they get on my ass about my quarterback, and they piss me off every time. My quarterback has been through hip replacement, concussion.
Hip replacement.
Scrutiny. Well, his hip was messed up. Scrutiny. Shannon Sharp gets on my nerves. Skip Bayless. Colin. No one gives my quarterback some recognition. I just need some type of recognition on something. Not Tyreek Hill, not the Dolphins, not Watt. I need Tua Tagovailoa to get some type of recognition. Please. He's been playing lights out, man. He's the hottest quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes right now.
So are you asking for that from me, or what do you want?
From you and any of you. Your boy that's coming up next, I need y'all to give Tua just some. Give him like 30 seconds of praise, please. Something.
I've praised Tua for 2 years. What am I supposed to do now? You called me you're telling me about all these other people. I don't even listen to them unless it's a news blurb. I've been singing Tua's praises before he got drafted. What do you want from me?
No, but now everybody's saying it's Tyreek here, it's the offense, it's the coach, it's the this, it's that.
Well, James, let me ask you a question. This is very general. Why do you care what anybody else says? Oh, watch your mouth. I stay in Atlanta, too. I don't stay in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. I hear about the Falcons all day. I hear about all teams all day because I talk about sports. People ask me about Miami Dolphins. People ask me about the Vikings. Oh, it don't matter to me. You know, I've never understood. And I'm a sports fan. Sure, I'm a broadcaster. Sure, who cares? But I'm a sports fan. To be honest, I don't listen to the opinions of other people. I'm not interested. I'm not. I got to talk about it all day. And even from a fan's perspective, what do I care what somebody on television says about my favorites? Why do I care? What do I want to group people together? That's why I laugh when people call me and they go, oh, the national media. Oh, I'm like, what do you care for? It's like a conglomerate of people with varying opinions, just like anything else. I'm going to call you and talk about your neighborhood. You guys in that neighborhood, y'all suck. Like, damn, I didn't know we got to group everybody together and care so much. Who cares? Ryan is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I'll be real quick. I just wanted to agree with your point about Aaron Rodgers. I'm loving this right now, too. I'm loving seeing the Packers lose right now, too. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. It's always something with him. He's selfish. And then what's making it worse, like what's fueling my anger more with Rodgers and the Packers is I'm here in Charlotte. I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, so we stink. We're not going anywhere. I admit that. But I've got Green Bay Packers fans who are talking junk to me about the Panthers as if Green Bay's doing something right now. So I'm loving it too, and I'm like, I love loyal fans. You know, I wish all fans were loyal. I don't like bandwagon, but also you have to be a realist with your fan base too. Green Bay's not. I mean, they could make the playoffs, but Green Bay's not doing it. They're not enough to be talking junk to other fan bases. I'll just leave it like that. But Aaron Rodgers is a jerk, and I'm just loving seeing him lose right now.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you, Ryan, for calling from Charlotte. Listen, it's nothing worse than watching blowhards just go down. I mean, the only laurels he can rest on are pretty much his money. That's it. But from a competitive standpoint, are the Packers going to be bad for the next several years? Is this going to be legitimately one of the worst contracts in sports? It's like the Green Bay Packers rewarded this guy for his MVPs and showing that he still has something left in the tank big time. And now he sucks. The team sucks around him. And you got to pay him more than any other quarterback. It's hilarious. And imagine what this offseason is going to sound like. For years, is he going to retire? Is he not going to retire? How does he feel? Is his feelings hurt? It's a fun story to pay attention to. It really is. Hey, Shep, thank you for another amazing night, man.
My pleasure, JR. Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to say thank you again to everyone at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. I spent my day there just hanging out with a very special athlete, a very special cheerleader. I'd say she's the best in Alabama. Her name is Kesey. And we'll hear from her tomorrow here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me in the meantime, knock yourself out. I don't care. It's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. But you shouldn't go anywhere right now on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about it. Ryan Hickey is coming up next. I like him. He's damn good. Listen, thank you, Shep.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov. More details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fuel economy. Check out for more details.